Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we're going to introduce and talk with a couple named Dick and Diane Baumbach, and we're going to talk about the subject of Marriage Encounter, which is an organization and a ministry that has done a lot of good to bolster a lot of marriages. They even awarded couples that were married a long time, have been married a long time. Listen to this story. This is absolutely amazing. There's a couple from Kentucky that was honored recently, and they've been married since April 14th, 1936. They're still married. They still love each other. They met earlier that year at a party where Spin the Bottle was being played. They didn't kiss each other, but a few weeks later they started dating, and within 3 months they got married. And she was still in high school at the time, but she completed school and graduated. At a high school graduation party, fellow seniors gave the couple a gag gift, a rolling pin, which they still have. Now, there is this wonderful ministry called Marriage Encounter, Worldwide Marriage Encounter. In fact, I personally have gone a couple times with my wife through a Marriage Encounter weekend, and talking about it and talking about a celebration coming up in the Chicago area in June of this year is Dick and Diane Baumbach of Worldwide Marriage Encounter. They join us now on Vocal Point. Dick and Diane, so good to have you on. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
So it's hard to believe a couple from Bowling Green, Kentucky have been married for 81 years as of April 14th, 2017. How did they manage, these youngs manage to stay married for so long?
Well, yeah. it's unbelievable when we hear the stories from these couples. This is the eighth year that we have been doing this project, and it was started with a really, I thought, a silly idea of my husband's that we should honor long married couples. It will bring more attention to Worldwide Marriage Encounter, and it will also give hope to young couples that, you know, marriages can go the distance. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was not going to work, but it sure has. And what we've learned from each of these couples, and I suspect we will also learn from the youngs, in Bowling Green this coming Saturday, when a week from Saturday, I'm sorry, not mm-hmm. 2 days, but mm-hmm. We will learn that they are each other's best friends. They do most everything together. And we did read in some of the background information that we got from their grandson who nominated them for this project that she said, we made a commitment and we're honoring it for a lifetime. So it is an incredible thing that these folks have really honored their commitment for all these years. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Jerry, we honored a couple in Connecticut several years ago who are still
alive,
and they have reached...
Well, wait, are the young still alive?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right, go on.
Yes. Yeah. All of our former winners are not alive, but this one couple, John and Ann Bitar, are still alive, and they have just celebrated their 85th anniversary. So,
wow. So they were married in the 1930s. That is amazing. Okay, so it can be done. All right, let me back up a little bit and say this. Yeah. Worldwide Marriage Encounter is an organization that has a presence in almost 100 countries, which makes it one of the largest pro-marriage movements in the world. In North America, the programs are presented in English, Spanish, French, and Korean languages. And basically, would it be safe to say that the Worldwide Marriage Encounter experience is essentially a weekend away for couples, whether they're newly married or have been married for years, and it allows them an opportunity to sit down and communicate on some things that they might not otherwise have talked about. But communication is the key. You have lay presenters plus priests in the Catholic tradition, but I believe that some of the Protestant denominations also have marriage encounter, you know, type
That's
experiences.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So what else do you want to say about this organization? Because it's obviously sorely needed in our day where marriage is, it's not dead, but it's been knocked out, you know, and it certainly has suffered a lot in our culture.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the marriage encounter experience, really, like you said, Jerry, gives couples the time to just be with each other and to one-on-one understand their feelings and thoughts about different issues. And again, we've seen this. We've been involved for over 43 years.
Whoa.
And we have seen over and over again couples literally say thank you for allowing us to participate in this experience. And we see constantly couples who they want to have their marriage be strong, they want it to be healthy, and they find this program and they work at it, and it works.
Yes, and we also know that for our careers, and just for us specifically, but for almost all couples, we really work hard at learning our trade, whatever that may be. We go to classes and seminars and read books and, you know, get refresher courses, everything to keep our profession updated and vibrant and functioning. But there is really no course for marriage. We go into a marriage in the romantic stage of a relationship and, you know, we're full of love for that other person and full of love for our situation. We just know things are going to be perfect for the rest of our lives, at least we think. But we're not really taught on how to communicate, how to problem solve necessarily. And for us, the Worldwide Marriage Encounter weekend really taught us tools to use every day to keep our relationship a priority over all of the busyness of the world and a priority of above our jobs, because our marriage to us is the most important thing. So the weekend has been viable and vibrant for 50 years, mm-hmm. and it was really the original faith-based marriage enrichment program. Now there are many, and there are many of them that are very good, that really help couples learn more about each other and stay in a relationship that is nurturing for both of them. But we're pretty proud of Worldwide Marriage Encounter and what it's accomplished in the lives of, you know, millions of couples across the world.
And you're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the organization in America, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Correct.
Yeah. And like Diane said, we were so fortunate back in 1973 to go on our original weekend. And in reference to what Diane said about the longest marriage, that she made a mistake, that's the only mistake she's ever made in our marriage.
All right, that's interesting. So are these weekends, do they happen all over the country, basically?
Yes,
they do. They happen all over the country. And if couples go to WWME.org and look up and put in their zip code, they will see. And again, like you pointed out, Jerry, it's not just Catholic. It's all kinds of religions, Methodist, Presbyterian, Baptist
denominations
have these weekends available.
Yeah, very, very good. But the 50th anniversary angle to it, that again is in reference to North America. And by the way, there was a weekend experience that my wife and I did that before we even got married. It was called Engaged Encounter.
Correct.
And it was like Marriage Encounter, but it was applied to the engagement process.
Yes.
And I remember somebody that weekend, one of the presenters, made the remark that maybe about 30% of the couples or so that go through these Engaged Encounter weekends decide, we're not going to get married. Well, they've just done everybody a huge favor in every way, because a failed marriage hurts all of us. You know, it impacts a society.
It does, definitely.
It does.
And the sanctity of marriage is challenged, and when the marriage deteriorates, it affects the family and the greater family. And, you know, we really think that the deterioration of the nuclear family has contributed so much to the troubles that we're going through now.
Sure.
In the world, and certainly in the U.S. So.
And I think, too, Jerry, what you mentioned about the 50th anniversary convention, actually, Worldwide Marriage Encounter was a spinoff of Marriage Encounter, which started in Spain in 1952. And worldwide now, we have couples from all over the world, from New Zealand, Korea, Japan, South America, who are coming to this 50th anniversary convention.
Do you think it'd be safe to say that some marriages that were headed for divorce were saved because of the Marriage Encounter experience?
I've got chills when you say that, because, yes, we have witnessed that personally, although we, of course, don't know what happens after months or years.
Sure.
You know, we don't follow up necessarily. But we have had one I can think of specifically, come on a weekend. It was their last resort, and before they came, they told their children, while we're gone, decide which person you want to live with, mom or dad.
Oh.
They had, which was, you know, they had the divorce papers ready to sign, and they were going to do it on Monday morning. And they told us when they left on Sunday that they had in their room Sunday morning torn those divorce papers up, and they were going home as a couple to their children.
Wow.
So, I mean, and that was years ago, but they have those things happen ongoing.
Wow.
You know, even for us, we had been married 7 years. We were not communicating. We were arguing a lot. We were so totally opposite that I was basically fed up. And I told Dick that, you know, if we don't get our act together within 3 weeks, I'm going to leave. Now, I didn't know where I was going. Both my parents had died. I didn't have anybody to really go to. We had two children. But I was serious with it. So we ended up on a Marriage Encounter weekend on that third week.
Just then, that was because of God's plan.
God led us to find that. We'd never heard of it before. So, and now we're married 51 years. So it does work, sometimes very dramatically, other times not, you know, it's more subtle, but it's still is a learning experience. It still is a toolbox for marriage.
Yeah. Good. How about a closing thought in about 30 seconds from either of you?
Okay. I think the thing is, it really is a question for everybody listening to this who is married to say, why can't I do something for ourselves and each other and spend that time, that brief time, on a Worldwide Marriage Encounter weekend?
They deserve it.
Yeah. You know, and it's amazing, too, how some people will spend so much time and energy to basically tear down the marriage, or, you know, get a divorce or hire a private detective or something like that, instead of spending the time to try and repair the marriage that exists and build it up. Let me give you the website again. It is www.me.org. So in other words, that would be www.wwme.org. Dick and Diane Baumbach, thanks again for being with us. God bless and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you now. Bye-bye.